Ladder. L-A-D-D-E-R. Just remember ladder. Look at the person you were talking to. Ask questions to clarify things that are unclear to you. Don't interrupt the person speaking to you. Don't change the subject. Emotions, keep them under control and respond with verbal and nonverbal response.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today as we continue our series, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate, with the conclusion of Part 3, A Hard Head. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of A Hard Head.
And so the preacher prepared a message specifically for this guy. And he was just waiting for the perfect opportunity to share this message. And it snowed. And nobody came to church but this one guy. So the preacher said, look, here it goes. And he had that sermon tucked away in his body. He pulled it out and he preached that sermon to that one person. And that guy sat there and listened to the sermon, and the pastor went, and on the way back, he told the preacher on the way out the door, he said, if they'd have been here today, they sure would have heard you tell them again. See, he didn't understand. He didn't understand. See, some people hear, but they don't understand. The unenlightened listener. Then there is the unfocused listener. And the unfocused listener is a person who does not hear because he's preoccupied with something else. There's something else going on that you're not giving the individual your undivided attention. Now, I already told, I didn't tell my wife this, but I'll tell her now from the pulpit. We can't be talking about any relationship issues at 6 o'clock today. All right? Because there's not going to be undivided attention there. The attention is going to be divided. But this is that unfocused listener. You know, it's just like many people that may be sitting here right now. Your mind is somewhere else. You know, you're thinking about the game after a while. You're thinking about, you know, I got to stop here and pick this up. You're thinking about what you did last night. And you're not focusing in on what's being said. A good listener is focused. Now, once again, you know, they say that the average attention span of an individual is like 17 minutes. And after that, they start shutting down. So I was thinking, you know what, maybe I'll start preaching 17 minutes and then we'll stop and we'll all sing a song and then I'll preach another 17. But the unfocused individual, you know, somebody that's really not tuned in, they're really not keying in to what it is that's being said. I mean, a person is speaking, a person is sharing, and it's like the other individual's in la-la land somewhere. They're out there, you know, they're zoned out. They're in a fantasy world. They're far removed away from the conversation. You know, a lot of times when husbands and wives begin to drift apart, one of the things that happens is that one of them begins to disconnect. And what the other person says is really not even hitting home. Why? Because they're not focused. And, you know, I see an example of how it's easy to just sit and not be focused. You know, there was a great politician. I forget who it was, and I was reading it yesterday. He wanted to see just how much people would listen to what he said. And he had a dinner, and the people were coming through. And as he shook their hands, he said, I murdered my mother this morning. And people said, oh, that's very nice. That's good. Next person, you know, I murdered my mother this morning. Oh, that's fine. You know, he said, everybody went in. Nobody said anything. He said, finally, somebody came in, and they finally made a comment when he said, I murdered my mother this morning. Somebody came in and said, well, and she probably deserved it, too. See, but what does that show us? That shows us that a lot of times that we don't listen. We have canned responses. You know, sometimes you have to catch yourself. You know, have you ever been to talking to somebody and they tell you they're going on a trip, and then you say, okay, you know, you talk about the trip and you know, you get into it, and then you say to them, have a good trip. And what do they say? And you have a good trip too. I've had that. Has anybody? That's happened to me. I'm not going anywhere. But what does that show you? That shows you that a lot of times we're not connecting in what we're saying. And we're not really focused with the individual that we're dialoguing with. There was a radio station out on the West Coast, and they had a poll. And they invited listeners to call in and express their opinion about the poll. 35% of the people said yes. 32% said they were undecided. One person called in and said, well, that's the problem with our country today, is that, you know, everybody's undecided. Now, this is the problem. They never put out a question. They never gave them anything to call in about. They just said, we want your opinion, and we want you to call in. 33% of the people said yes. 32 were undecided. And they never put out a question. See, that just goes to show you how you know, sometimes, you know, we disconnect. We don't tie in to what's being said. We become that unfocused listener. I know y'all heard about the man who read from the paper, and he told his wife that researchers have found that women use twice as many words as men do. And the wife said to him, yeah, that's true, because we always got to repeat stuff. And the husband said, what was that you said? See, focus. Your people are not focused. The unfocused listener. Then we have what I call the unyielding listener. And this is a person who continues to speak when it's somebody else's turn to speak. You know, you want to say something, and you know, you've listened, and man, your heart has been with this person. Man, you've been tuned in, and you know, you want to put something in there that's going to reinforce what they're saying, that's going to encourage them in what they're saying, and you just can't get it in there. So you know what that means? That a lot of times that person might not be listening. They might not really hear what you say, or not even, maybe they don't want to hear what you got to say. And so there's what I call the unyielding listener. That there was a young man that approached Socrates to ask this philosopher if he would teach him the gift of oratory. His request was then followed by an insistent stream of words. And he just kept talking and talking and talking. And Socrates was trying to say something, and he couldn't get a word in. And finally, Socrates said, stop. He said, young man, you know, I have to charge you double for these lessons. And the guy asked Socrates, well, why is that? He said, first of all, I will have to teach you two sciences. First, how to hold your tongue. And second, how to use your tongue. And so, you know, a lot of times, if you don't give a person a chance to respond to what it is that you're saying, you don't give a person a chance to get in there and say something, then I've got to ask the question, are you really, really listening to what that person is saying? There is the unyielding listener. There's the, what I call, uninterested listener. And this is the person who does not hear because they're not interested in what you got to say. All right, maybe there's a few here this morning. You sitting there, and you know what? You know, somebody, I heard somebody, man, this person sat down one time, man, and poured their heart out. And when they got finished talking to the person, they told him, look, man, why don't you dial 1-800, who cares? Just not interested, you know? not interested in what you're talking about. And you know, there's a lot of folk that are talking and people are just not interested and they just shut down and they're not really listening. But see, once again, even if you're not interested, you know, if somebody, if you're taking the time to be in somebody's presence and dialogue with them, then you ought to try to tune into what it is that they're saying. And then finally, there's what we call the undisciplined listener. The undisciplined listener. And this is a person who has not trained their mind to listen to others. You know, some people just don't have a disciplined mind. And their mind, they'll be in conversation and their mind starts to wander. See, you know, this thing, once again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that is even listening to somebody that is uninteresting, listening to somebody that I don't want to hear. You know, I can do all things through Christ. And a lot of times, it's just a matter of you disciplining your mind to stay focused and concentrate on what it is that the person is saying. Now, if you turn the sheet over, I'm going to give you three biblical listening skills, and we'll be done. Three biblical listening skills. The people of Israel didn't listen to God. A hard head. A hard head. Some people are not listening to God. You might not be listening to those around you. A hard head. Let me give you three things from the Word of God that will help you in your listening. The title of our series, what we have here, is a failure to communicate. Point number one, biblical listening skill number one. And two of these are in Proverbs and one is in the book of James. Two are in Proverbs and one is in the book of James. First of all, give a lot of thought to what the other person is saying. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 28. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 28. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The heart of the righteous studies. They think about what it is the person is saying. They think about what it is coming out of this other person's mouth and heart. We're trying to teach you today how to listen with your heart. Now see, a lot of people who are having marital problems right now, okay, instead of calling somebody to come and help you, and if you need help, that's fine, you need to get it, or you know, going to see, see, sometimes, just right here, what I'm getting ready to share with you right here will help you out a whole lot. Just to listen, just to listen to that other person with your heart. You know, and once again, I stand here today and I say that I haven't perfected this. I'm working on it. I know I got some issues sometimes, and I'm working on this. But with the grace of God, I'm going to try to get better. And I hope as you sit there today, you know, by the grace of God, you will try to improve your listening skills. Think about, give a lot of thought to what the other person is saying. Here goes some tips underneath that I want to share with you. Try to see things from the other person's viewpoint. When you're talking to them, try to see why they're saying what they're saying. You know, what is the background? You know, why is this person feeling this way? Why is this person saying what they're saying? Secondly, be willing to receive any nuggets of truth gleaned from the other person's perspective. Look, you are a person of value. If you got something to say, I need to try to hear what it is that you got to say. What nugget of truth can I take away from what it is that you're saying? You know, what value? You know, I tell people all the time. I tell them all the time. All right, y'all listen now. Listen, because I want you to get this. A broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah, that's right. That's right. A broken clock is right twice a day. Even a jackass can speak truth. So anybody that you, there's some nugget in truth that you can glean from just about anybody. From just about anybody. So as I'm listening, and then especially if it's somebody of, you know, some substance, there's something that you can glean, you know, that you can sit in that conversation and that you can walk away, you know, as a result of having dialogued with people. I had the wonderful opportunity to meet with a brother from and his wife from Nigeria at Friday evening. Man, just the most wonderful time. And the fellowship was so sweet. And I just, began to talk to him about the culture and just learned so much just listening to him. And I walked away from that experience all that more the richer in my life because I listened to what it is that he was saying. Man, sometimes we need to just say, you know, there's some nugget of truth that I can walk away from here with. You know, even little kids can teach us something. I think I shared this illustration with some of you before, but I was going to take my granddaughter to buy her some candy. And my wife has all the car seats in her car. I don't have any car seats in my car. So we got in my wife's car, and my wife had the sunroof open. Now I get in the car, and the sun is beating down. I don't have a sun. I never had a sunroof. The sun is beating down on my head. I'm trying to figure out, how in the world do you close this sunroof? I'm pushing all kind of buttons. You know, and let me say this. You know, one of the things that I always tell my granddaughter is that when she does something, she'll say, Pop, I did such and such a thing. I did this. And I always say, very good, Tasia. Very good. That's great. Very good. And so I'm sitting there 5 minutes trying to figure out how to close this sunroof. I didn't even think. She's in the car with my wife every day. Every day my wife picks her up, and she's in the car. I said, Tasia, I said, how you close the sunroof? She said, Pop, just push that button right there. I pushed the button. The sunroof closed. She said, very good, Pop, very good. I said, see, there's a nugget of truth that you can take away. You can learn something from anyone, you know, even a child. Listen for direct as well as indirect messages from the other person. Listen to what it is that they're trying to communicate. Listen to the heart. But then, you know, there's a lot of times that there's indirect messages that a person. And then, you know, I find you can't assume and you can't take it for granted that you picked up the indirect message. You know what you got to go back and say? You got to go back and ask the person, is this what you said? Is this what you meant? You know, so that you don't walk away, you know, constructing a theory in your mind that is not there. Next, try to observe the other person's demeanor. This is what we call in counseling halo data. Halo data. Well, what is halo data? You know, all that you pick up, you know, try to observe. Because if I'm observing their demeanor, what am I doing? That means I'm looking at them and I'm tying their emotions into what they're saying. And that helps me out. That helps me to listen. Give prayerful consideration to what the other person is saying, regardless of their prominence. You know, sometimes we want to listen to the big cheese, the big shot. You know, if the big man, the big lady comes in, you know, we're going to get on tiptoes and we're going to listen. You need to give prayerful consideration regardless of the prominence, the person, or even once again, the age. I know a lot of times we just want to blow kids off. And once again, I know I've been guilty of that, all right? We just want to blow them off. But sometimes, you know, you've got to give prayerful consideration to what it is that they're saying. Let me hurry. Proverbs 18:13. The second biblical listening skill, don't answer the other person before he has finished talking. Proverbs 18 and verse 13. Okay, Proverbs 18:13. He that answereth a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and a shame unto him. Let the other person finish speaking. Don't answer the other person before they finish talking. Why? Because if you are answering them before they finish, that means you're really not listening to them. Because you got to get out what you got to say. 4 points under that. Hold off casting opinions, disapproval, or severe judgment until the other person is done presenting their side. You know, try to, as best as possible, try to keep a neutral mind as best as possible. Try to be accepting of what they're saying until they have done presenting their case. And then you begin to draw conclusions. Secondly, exercise patience while the other person is talking. Don't look impatient. Don't try to rush them. You know, Be patient while they're talking. Number three, do your best to concentrate on what the other person is saying. Give all your energy to what they're saying. And then show respect to the other person by not interrupting them. You know, let them speak. Because if you keep interrupting, that means you're not listening. And then finally, James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 19. James 1 and verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Swift to hear. That means work hard at listening to another person. Swift to hear. That word swift means, you know, that you're given energy, that you're given power, that you're getting wrapped up in. Swift to hear. You're getting tied up into what that other person is saying. Be swift to hear. Listen with your heart. Work hard at hearing the other person with your heart. That's what James is saying. First, be willing to put aside hurt feelings that might be hard, bitterness, and cynicism to receive a better understanding from the other person. That if you're sitting there and you are stewing in anger, you're stewing in bitterness, you're stewing in hurt feelings, then you know what? You're probably not really listening to what the other person is saying. So maybe that might not even be the best time to have that conversation. All right, you got to come and you got to, as best as possible, try to put aside your hurt feelings, put aside your bitterness, put aside your cynicism in order to hear what the other person is saying. Be willing to give the other person your full mental and emotional attention. You know, don't be looking out the window or don't, you know, be disregarding. Ask questions about the things you don't understand. All right, if you don't understand something, ask questions, get clarity. And then use verbal and nonverbal responses while listening to the other person. You know, okay, is that right? Oh, I can't believe that. You know, tie into, you know, what that person is saying. And then as we close, in case you want a summary of the whole thing, it's right at the bottom of the page. Ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R. Just remember ladder. Look at the person you were talking to. Ask questions to clarify things that are unclear to you. Don't interrupt the person speaking to you. Don't change the subject. Emotions, keep them under control and respond with verbal and nonverbal responses. A hard head. See, we need to learn to listen. And I think that if we, let me say this. I think that if we as a whole work on listening, in everyday life, listening to those around us, you know what? That's going to make it a lot easier to listen to God. It's going to make it a lot easier. If you can't discipline yourself to listen to, and once again, I'm not saying that you agree with them. I'm not saying that you're going to do what they say. I'm just saying, listen. If you just learn to listen better to those around you, I think that we would have a much easier time when God speaks, hearing His voice.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of part 4, Babel in the Home. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, A Hard Head, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request A Hard Head or program number 060205. That's 877-831-5060 and request A Hard Head or program number 060205. Today's teaching was part 3 of our 9-part series titled, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate. The entire series is made available by request. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. We here at Anchored in Jesus would like to invite you to come and be our guest this Sunday at Bethany Baptist Church. Service starts at 10:30. For directions or further details, not only pertaining to our Sunday morning worship service, but also the various other services at the Bethany Center each week, and training opportunities offered through the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, refer to bethanybaptist-pgh.org. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.